the Business Zone of Pelo News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 690. That's 690 on our original It's Your Business series. Our shows are available on podcast, Kello website. Blogs are written same day. Already written about the two shows this morning. Brownie's going to make sure we get podcast early in the day, and there's a couple of good reasons for that. Jody Schwann is in both hours, so we have to do that. Jody, of course, on Monday, always announces the cover story, and this week it was simply the retail week. The interest in Sioux Falls, the way it's drawing attention at the Las Vegas show. Jody attended, and she even shot the cover picture with an iPhone, of all things. It looks much better than that. Interesting facts. Jody, good morning.
Thanks, Bill. That might actually be my biggest accomplishment of that show, managing to take a photo that we could use on our cover, so appreciate it. I'm not a photographer.
No, that looks very good, and it looks like, you know, wow, that photographer's really got some talent. They got a future.
So, yeah, this art, apparently, that we're talking about here is a shot of the convention floor. The Las Vegas Convention Center is the location for this Recon event, the world's largest retail real estate convention. And what I tried to capture here, and I think I did, was just the sheer number of people who attend this thing, Bill. 33,000 people. I think that would make it the third biggest city in South Dakota, wouldn't it?
Close.
Pretty sure it would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right around there. So, yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big event. It is put on by the International Council of Shopping Centers, which estimates that half of all retail deals in this country pass through this show in one way or another. It's either a conversation between a broker and a retailer. It's a deal actually getting signed. It's all of that relationship building that in the future translates to business worldwide, and here in Sioux Falls. We sent many brokers this year. They were marketing various properties and building their own relationships with retailers, and some of them were nice enough to let me follow along. So we detailed that experience in our cover story and also talked to a lot of retailers to gauge their interest and their plans for our market. So it was a great experience for us. It was a lot of fun, and hopefully it was good reading for those of you who were able to take a look at some of the coverage.
And you still go online and read the stories. They're good stories.
SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com. You'll find all that retail coverage right there.
And the interest you have is what's coming to Sioux Falls. What are people saying about Sioux Falls? And we're going to explore those in both hours. Do you want to kind of diagram what we're going to talk about second hour as well?
Sure. You know, sometimes it's actually more challenging for us now because you have to say, who's not here? You know, for a long time it was, well, when are we going to get a Costco or a Five Guys Burgers and Fries? Well, a lot of those national names have moved to Sioux Falls already. So it's a question of who's left, who else is interested, and then where are you going to put them? I mentioned it's a real estate conference, which means that all of this drives down to that classic question in real estate, which is location. So we don't have a lot of vacancy in this market, and we can talk soon about, you know, some new projects that are coming on board. But that's a key question for retailers, especially if it's their first location, they're a national retailer. They have certain specifications. They want X number of vehicles per day passing by their site before they're going to commit to opening here. So it's trying to find those type of locations for them that can be a little bit challenging. But overall, I would say great reaction from many of the retailers I talked to our market. The ones who know us have good things to say. They know that we've got a strong economy and low unemployment and that other retailers have been successful here. So I would say that was the overriding message.
Interesting side that our first guest with us in this hour is a gentleman that wasn't in the Las Vegas show. He had seen a franchise that he liked, has become a franchisee for the first time. And he saw something that kind of hooked him with the live music, workers that were happy. And it's going to fit into a new strip mall being built on the east side of Shields. And the fact that he had me hooked with what they were talking about with their sandwiches, hand-dipped milkshakes and smoothies, and the fact that we're going to be maybe location number 281, and I'd never heard of this place.
You'd never heard of Potbelly Sandwich Shop, Pompey?
No, I've been around the country a few times.
All right, well, we'll have to get you in there when they open, hopefully later this year. But yes, as you know, in media, sometimes things just come together. And we wanted to talk about national retail this week, and we knew that Paul Goldhammer was going to be franchising Potbelly, and so that gave us a chance to not only announce his new location, but really talk about the process of bringing a new retailer like this to Sioux Falls. He hits on a lot of these common themes that I heard at the Recon event, the real estate conference, and one of them is just the franchising itself. There are a lot of restaurants out there like Potbelly that told me, yeah, we'd consider coming to Sioux Falls if we could find the right local operator here. That was the question for Potbelly as well. There were brokers from Sioux Falls who had talked to this chain for years at this Recon event. Paul was not there, but representatives from the chain go every year. And it came down to this question of who's going to run it, who's going to manage it. Who's
Franchisee is always a secret.
Yep, who's our local partner? And Paul was able to convince them to come here. And I'm not sure that it was the easiest sell right away, but I think he did a great job of selling this market and convincing them that he was the guy to do this. And now they're coming. So.
You know, you and I talked longer than the attorney probably gets a chance to do his briefs on this. But, Paul, welcome to the show. You've got some excitement and some enthusiasm for this project. Why Potbelly's?
Well, thank you, Bill and Jody. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show here with you today. Yeah, I'm very excited to be bringing the Potbelly franchise to Sioux Falls. We really look forward to becoming part of the community. First and foremost, you mentioned, Bill, the number one focus is on food and quality of food at Potbelly. Our oven-toasted sandwiches are certainly very craveable. People that experience one sandwich come back again and again and again. The other interesting aspect of Potbelly is it really becomes entrenched in the community. We want to become a place where you can come, hang out, have a sandwich, listen to some great live music, and just relax. It's a wonderful concept. Beyond our sandwiches, we have handcrafted salads. We have hard ice cream, hand-dipped shakes, and we have delicious cookies that would rival any cookie store in Sioux Falls.
25 to 30 employees looking to open a little bit later in the year, and you've already figured out the management side to at least get it started.
Yes, that's correct. We'll be opening, the last couple months of this year. We're not exactly sure of the opening date until we get the construction schedule figured out. We're going to be located, as you mentioned, next to the Shields property. It'll actually be on the east side of Shields by the existing strip mall that has a Hoo Hot and a Papa Murphy's and a Man Salon. Currently, it's under construction. We're very, very happy with that location. It has a lot of good traffic. Next to Shields, which I mentioned in another article, that's the most fascinating store in Sioux Falls. We have other great co-tenants with South Dakota Furniture Mart and Best Buy. So it should be a good fit for the type of people that are going to enjoy a Potbelly sandwich.
One of the things we talk about next hour is going to be how attractive Sioux Falls is. And you, knowing the Twin Cities as you do, being attracted when you went to the Twin Cities with what you saw up there, Sioux Falls continues to grow, about 3,500 people a year, if I remember the numbers correctly. Plus, it is the center for everything that goes on in South Dakota. Number one tourist attraction is the mall, not far away, Paul.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, the location, most of these national franchises look towards the Empire Mall area first and foremost, and they want to be very close to that area for their first location in South Dakota. And this location that we have chosen by the Shields definitely falls in that category. The franchise has also mentioned that they're excited about South Dakota, they're excited about Sioux Falls, but yes, it is very important for them to have the right fit with the person that's going to be running the franchise.
Jody, you did a little research, too, on the road for Rev about one of the locations that Rev would like to have, one of the businesses that they'd like to have. What did you find out?
Yeah, I always get these questions from mostly readers, Bill, who want to know when their favorite store or restaurant is coming to town. So on Monday, when we announced this cover story, Rev requested an update, I believe, on White Castle.
Sliders.
This concept of choice. Okay, now, Rev, I got to be honest. When you said this, first of all, it was the first time anybody had asked me about White Castle. And then I really didn't know if they were growing, okay? I didn't know if they were expanding anywhere. So the good news is they are. Some research that I was able to get a hold of said that they're going to add probably 10 locations this year. So not a ton, okay, but they are still growing. That's the first good sign. The second is you always look at their geographic footprint, and they are in Minnesota.
Big
time. They have a number of locations in Minnesota.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't exactly have an opening date in Sioux Falls to report to you, but I think there's at least some good signs out there that potentially really we might be inconsistent.
A sack of sliders and onion chips, Bill. It's the only way to fly, I'm telling you. Yeah, I've been going, I mean, I've been to the White Castles up in Minneapolis for, you know, decades. They've been up there. So that's cool. All I need to do is find a bunch of money and I can have my own store, right?
Well, you never know. I mean, they might want to talk to you.
I mean, they need to get in Sioux Falls. I mean, they're missing out.
What we find with these retailers, they don't really leapfrog states a lot. You know, they kind of move from one to the other. Places that are contiguous, you're more likely to have experienced them, right, as the customer, as Paul did in the Twin Cities,
right,
if you live nearby. So the fact that they're in Minnesota is a good sign. And, you know, when you ink that franchise agreement, Rev, I'm sure you'll give me a call right after you let Bill break.
As soon as I ink it.
I wouldn't want to preempt your
It's just too hard to drive to Minneapolis for sliders and onion chips, Bill.
Well, in the meantime, I was trying to get maybe Paul with Potbelly to have a corner that could have some sliders or something. Maybe you could add to it. So Rev and the onion rings and everything else would work.
Yeah, I think that would be up to the franchise and corporate for that addition. But that's certainly something I can talk to him about.
Now, on the music side, though, Rev, there might be a fit here, right? I mean, he is looking for local musicians and local acts.
I like that. I like that. And initially, I read that comedians and the Rev, and I probably wouldn't qualify for that. But he's a heck of a drummer.
He
could beat the drum for that new Potbelly coming in. So as we get a little closer to that, will you keep us posted on it? Because this is one we want to follow now.
Sure, yes, yes. I'll keep everyone posted. We're going to be having a Facebook page here in the near future, and you can go to our Facebook page or potbelly.com and like us on Facebook, and there'll be updates with, you know, trying to find musicians, and if you're looking for a job, we're going to be posting employment opportunities on that as well. So there'll be definitely ways to follow us, and I'll be in touch with you too, Bill.
I appreciate that. Franchisees, again, the big thing that this show is going to be part of our next hour that we talk about, and you never know who the franchisees might be. It could be a Paul Goldhammer.
Exactly.
Been around for a long time. Paul, thanks for joining us this morning. Look forward to what you're doing. Interesting story.
Thank you very much, Bill.
When we come back, we're going to talk with the Better Business Bureau. What happens to new businesses? How do Better Business Bureaus interact with the Potbellies and some of those coming to town? We'll talk about that and another scam that you won't believe. All a part of It's Your Business.
Not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, East Sioux Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules, they just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24/7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me. In the Sioux Falls area, we're about family, happiness, and finding a soulmate. One of our own, a prominent 63-year-old woman from a well-respected family, is looking for her soulmate. Visit thelovearchitects.com. You must be no more than 70, a single family man with a love for life. Kaylin Rosenberg is an amazing matchmaker on a national stage. The Bachelorette, looking for her man, plays out Saturday, June 7th, 12 to 3 at Callaway's. Kiwanis Club's Eliminate Project is the Bachelorette beneficiary. Visit lovearchitects.com or Callaway, Saturday, June 7th, 12 to 3.
Michael Medved, Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau, joins us as we've been talking this morning. Good morning to you, by the way.
Glad to be here.
Jody was with us this week, and we talked a little bit about the visit that she made to Vegas, even shot the cover photo with her iPhone, which I can't believe the Argus would have an iPhone photographer in Vegas. But it worked. It was a great picture.
It was. It was great.
Now, a lot of businesses, and that's what we're going to be talking about, come to town, And people are always wanting to know from the Better Business Bureau, what kind of rating do you give them?
Sure.
Do they always get high ratings?
Well, they have to meet our code of ethical business practices. And it depends if there's a pattern of complaints or history complaints. They don't have any special process they go through. They go through the same accreditation process or screening process that any other organization does. We're always thrilled to have those retailers in our community, obviously, bringing jobs to town, things that we've been traveling to get for a long time. So we're always grateful to have those new players in the market.
So the answer is they have to play by the same rules.
Absolutely.
Every other business does. And you always have a scam for us of the week, not so secret truth on job scams.
Right.
What's going on there?
Well, we know the job market is very tight in Sioux Falls, and there's a lot of jobs, not a lot of people looking them, but they're looking in all different places for jobs that they never did before, Craigslist being one of them. So keeping with the retailer's scheme or retailer's week, Home Depot is the latest victim of this, a great retailer in our community. But these secret shopper offers have been around for a long, long time, often under undescript names. But this time, they hacked Home Depot's information, and the URL that they are using is homedepot.com. Home Depot doesn't own that URL. So people go online, think they're actually going to be a secret shopper for Home Depot. What happens is they get a check in the mail. For them to deposit into their account, they are sent then detailed information about what to go buy at Home Depot, who to talk to, what they're supposed to ask, all these various questions. Then they're supposed to take any extra money and wire it back to the company. And, I mean, it has so many red flags that we tell people about. But if you're desperate, you want some part-time work, it looks like it's going to be pretty lucrative. You know, this just starts reeling you in before you know you're in big trouble.
So, how do you know if you're being reeled in on
right.
this kind of events? Home Depot sounds like somebody that
right.
wouldn't reel me in. They take good care of me.
Oh, and you know, they never, the depths that people sink to rip off people, you know, this company had Home Depot checks made from the same bank that Home Depot actually uses. You know, one smart person really did their due diligence and found out, went to the bank and found out, of course, it wasn't it. But what you want to do is these organizations do hire secret shoppers, but they're through legitimate business agencies. They don't do it online because they know it is ripe for so much scam. But you have to ask yourself, again, don't give out your private information, run an internet search. And really, this is one, beware of false branding. We know all the time those logos of all the famous retailers are cut and pasted and used as if they're some other organization's own. Walmart's a huge victim. Target's a huge victim. And really, the thing I tell people to remember all the time, don't pay for a job. You know, don't, if you have to send money to make money, that just has trouble written all over it. So fraud is fraud. Don't get caught up in it. Report anything suspicious. The FTC, go online to the Federal Trade Commission. They have run offers on this secret shopping scam time after time. So be an informed job seeker. We don't want you to become a victim as well.
This was a strange week with the weather.
Oh, my, yes.
All the people that got dinged yesterday.
Right.
Trees took a beating this week. And
right.
we had a tree in our front yard split down the middle, ready to fall on the neighbor's house. My wife says, who do we call? She said, I've got somebody that I met that I think would be good out of Alabama. And it was like, no, that tree could fall over on somebody's house. We should have somebody we can trust.
Absolutely.
Who can you trust?
So you need to go online and get a business review for arborists in our location. And you could either call us directly at 271-2066 at the Better Business Bureau, or you can get online, bbb.org, and look up arborists. You know, there's a trick to taking trees down, of which we found out significantly a year ago in our community. So don't just hire the first guy that comes by. You know, really do your research.
Actually, we have an arborist in the show. And
you do.
I called Sam, and Sam said, I don't do that, but for you, I'll come out. He did it. He said, your tree's splitting. I don't want to remove the tree. Here's what I'll do. He said, I'll tie it together.
Right.
My wife had already tied a rope around it, which didn't make a lot of sense. But she was doing the best she could.
And, absolutely.
And Sam said, Carolyn, you're doing a nice job with that, but here's what we have to do. We have to ratchet it together.
Right.
Came out the next morning, cut half the tree.
And this was yesterday?
This was day before.
Okay.
Came out. We got hit over the weekend with lightning that just split the tree down the middle. But he took care of it, and it was like, don't just call anybody in the phone book. You need to make sure that they're qualified. And right now, with all the damage that we're hearing about in Canton and other places, Laverne, make sure that you got somebody that is creditable.
That's absolutely right. Call your insurance agent first, because they've been through these hail, wind, rain, storm incidents a million times. So they're going to help guide you as well. A lot of people I know think they have roof damage. I've heard the reality is there's not a lot of roof damage, but there obviously we're concerned. A lot of us have car and hail damage. So you can expect that we're going to see those hail tents pop up around the city again for people to get their hail dents popped out. And sometimes insurance companies will bring those to town. Last year, we did a great story on them, and some of them are accredited with the BBB because they really are the good guys in their industry. So, again, check it out. The onus is on us.
Website, phone information, how to reach you guys.
You bet. BBB.org, or you can give us a call locally at 605-271-2066.
Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. That other Schmidt, better pay attention.
You know, I know.
I sent you a nice email. Did you talk to him?
Well, we were busy yesterday, but believe me, it's going to be a great topic of conversation this weekend.
Okay. Jesse Schmidt, we appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, fellas.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the gardening, the tree side of it, with what has happened with the floods and everything else. We got our expert, who is making a special house call for you, all a part of It's Your Business, following Fox Business News.